Please don't vote us out. We would be proper gutted.
As Britain heads to the polls, could artificial intelligence pose a threat to the election?
It is you, our voters, who we find the most disgusting.
Generating fake content.
Just shut your f***ing mouth.
And shaping political narratives.
We're already in a very polarised political environment. To have fake material inserted into that is very dangerous.
Why should Londoners cancel the Palestinian march on Saturday? Why don't they have Remembrance Weekend next week?
Let me be clear. We do hate you. We despise you.
It is insane that people can just be using these models in ways which are so open-ended.
In the first ever experiment of its kind, we put 12 households to the test to find out whether the threat from AI is real.
Look at this post here, Sam. There's Rishi standing outside his mansion.
Is that his mansion?
That's his mansion.
Not exactly leadership material.
And whether voters can be manipulated by it.
By voting for the Labour Party, by voting for the Conservatives.
Stephen Fry making a clear stand to say, vote Conservative. I like it.
I think Labour has played blinder with this one.
He's been caught on camera lying. Mm. A man you can't trust.
People won't vote for him if they see that. Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew it.
Can AI steal your vote?
This was a very scary experiment.
I think we're in dangerous territory.
A vote being posted into a ballot box. Can AI steal your vote? Dispatches. Hashtag C4 Dispatches.
Southend-on-Sea, a city on the Essex coast boasting the world's longest pleasure pier and sandy beaches as far as the eye can see. On July the 4th, here as elsewhere in the country, people will be heading to the polls. But could their vote be influenced by more than how well the candidates have performed? Could disinformation generated by artificial intelligence or AI jeopardise the election process now and in the future?
I am immensely proud of what we have managed to achieve as a party, taking the greatest empire to ever span the face of the earth to being a pathetic, miserable, and broken nation mocked the world over.
To find out, we recruited a group of voters here in Southend, young and old, from all walks of life, to take part in our own unique political experiment. It was filmed in late spring, before the general election was announced. To help us devise our experiment, we've enlisted former political campaign advisors and experts in the use of AI and digital technology.
Now we have generative AI, you're able to create much, much more misinformation, much quicker, and it's also able to be much higher quality. So you're going to see things like very high quality videos of politicians doing things or saying things that they haven't done.
So in a close election, it could have really decisive impact.
It could, and it's so easy to make the stuff and cheap.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, enables computers to perform tasks traditionally done by humans. Generative AI models like ChatGPT can be trained to create images, video, and text.
This isn't just going to be an election of generative AI. The other use of AI is going to be in the absolutely forensic analysis of people's opinions and beliefs. And it's really joining those two things up that I think begins to really give us a sense of the real danger.
There are a lot of bad faith actors who are generating content, and their intention is to cause chaos, sow division and doubt, and ultimately to undermine democracy.
Okay, when you're ready.
The 12 households taking part have been told they'll be seeing a mix of social media posts, news and campaign material, some of which hasn't yet been released to the public. And they have one thing in common. They're undecided voters, all 25 of them.
I don't know too much about it right now, so need to read into things in more detail, see who's promising what.
I think they're all as bad as each other. I'd rather not vote for any of them.
Neither of us know who to vote for next because we're both a bit politically homeless.
I voted for Labour, Conservatives, Liberal Democrats, Referendum Party, Independents, all sorts of things over the years.
It's just all so confusing.
I feel my vote counts for nothing.
I'm undecided because I don't believe any of them. I don't give a real
monkey's arse about any of us lot. They're too busy feathering their own nest.
They're standing there preaching, oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Well, yeah, you can in your nice designer suit. Your designer suit's more than some people's mortgage that they're trying to struggle to pay.
Yeah, they're not in touch with the real world, are they?
No.
The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. They don't care about the less privileged in the society.
For the last few years, I've just watched the country go from something good to something that's really broken.
We want to be able to believe what politicians are saying, then we'll be able to actually be a little less undecided.
What our voters don't know is that mixed in with the genuine content will be social media posts and deepfakes created using the latest AI technology.
As leader of the Labour Party,
we'll be deploying these to explore the potential of AI to influence how our households view the two largest parties and to see if we can sway their vote. At the end of our experiment, they'll be asked in a mock election to choose between Labour and the Conservatives.
So we have assembled a series of households who are undecided voters. How would we push those voters to vote one way or the other in our experiment?
So I would say even if they don't have a stated preference for one party or another party, they will have pre-existing beliefs that naturally fall one side. And so you want to find out as much as you can about these households.
Sam and Jim.
My number one issue that I care about the most is the NHS. It surprises me when it's not everyone's first and foremost most important thing in their life. Yeah. It's life and death.
I do think that getting on the housing ladder for our generation is so much more difficult than it has been before.
For me, two big issues. The economy first, always. Very quickly followed by public services, so the public sector.
Education is important. Sustainability for you.
Massive, yeah, sustainability.
People coming across on boats, I think that matters to a lot of people.
My major hate at the moment is energy prices. Mm. It's ridiculous. People can't afford to pay their gas and electric bill, and they're scared to use it.
Any influence really only works when it connects in with someone's emotional and social worldview. It's going to be much easier with each of these different individuals and families to kind of push them downhill already in the way that they're going, using their biases in this sense, almost like gravity.
With Gen AI, you'd be able to, basically for every single person that you're trying to influence, you could use language models to create a campaign kind of specifically for them. And that's just a realistic emulation of what a disinformation campaign would do.
Political parties gather personal data on voters so they can micro-target them with content appealing to their interests and ideology. So having discovered what matters most to our households, we'll be dividing them into two groups. Six, marked blue, will be shown AI-generated content designed to sway them towards the Conservatives. And six, marked red, towards Labour. With so many people now getting their news from social media, we created our own app called Echo, with two dedicated feeds, one for each group. At the push of a button, AI has created hundreds of fake profiles that appear to be other people posting comments throughout the experiment.
Maybe a couple of years ago, people were using pretty old school algorithms to kind of generate text in response to tweets or in response to messages. But now with ChatGPT, and as it's got better over the last year or so, they look a lot more human-like and they're a lot harder to spot. It's much harder to know exactly who's behind them.
That could be a competing political party, a bad actor, or hostile state.
These campaigns, they don't actually care about information, they care about having influence. They want to change behaviour or some kind of attitude at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I think it's the volume and the rapidity of that, of the content, that is concerning.
What's that say?
Death to drivers.
Death to drivers. Keir Starmer is planning to make
Sadiq Khan Secretary
for Transport. What a joke.
NHS dentists are like unicorns, mythical creatures that you hear about but never actually see. That's true.
That is true.
Like TikTok, X and other social media platforms, our app allows us to create echo chambers where the same opinions are repeated without challenge, amplifying them through a mix of genuine and fake messages.
Look at this post here, Sam, look. There's Rishi standing outside his mansion.
Is that his mansion?
That's his mansion.
Wow.
It's all right for some. Under Sunak, mortgage payments have risen by an average 3,000. It's all right for Rishi.
Rishi Sunak is planning unfunded tax cuts bigger than Liz Truss's. You know, the ones that crashed the economy and left you paying more on your mortgage.
Yep. There's a post here which says, under Labour, higher inflation, more borrowing, economic chaos versus halved inflation, less borrowing, economic stability. I think that's true.
Britain's economy under Labour. No money, no plan, no clue. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But the AI political messaging we're starting to be exposed to can be so much more sophisticated than this.
We are going to raise the state pension age to 70 immediately.
So will our households fall for our deep fakes?
I'm announcing our plan to ban Land of Hope and Glory in all schools and public institutions.
And will it influence the way they vote?
They can't possibly want to charge me £35. It's incredible.
Can AI steal your vote? Can AI steal your vote? Hashtag C4 Dispatches.
In Southend-on-Sea, we're following 12 households in the run-up to the general election. They've been told what they're seeing is sourced from social media, political parties and news outlets, some not yet released to the public. What they don't know is that amongst it is content created using artificial intelligence. We now want to see if we can influence their vote by controlling what the Prime Minister and Sir Keir Starmer tell them through a technique known as deep fake. Marcus Beard is a former Downing Street advisor who led the government's digital counter-disinformation strategy.
A deep fake is a use of generative AI, and it's a specific use to replace someone's face with another person's face, or to replace their own face with them saying something else. Speaking of which, we've got this Hillary Clinton deep fake that was made and published a year ago.
In the clip, Hillary Clinton, a Democrat, is seen to endorse Republican Ron DeSantis for president.
You know, people might be surprised to hear me say this, but I actually like Ron DeSantis a lot. Yeah, I know. I'd say he's just the kind of guy this country needs, and I really mean that. And I can't think of anything more important than that.
I mean, the voice was convincing, but the sync was terrible, wasn't it?
At a quick glance or, you know, a swipe on your phone, I think that's pretty believable.
Mm. It's actually really good evidence about how quickly this technology is changing. It's becoming a lot more convincing.
A deepfake is more effective when they're speaking about something that someone already cares passionately about or is a bit angry about.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you really wanted to push someone in one direction, you would generate and come up with, you know, a policy speech that would make someone really angry, you know, so that you then are disgusted and outraged by that leader or that party to then vote for the other one.
It's about your instantaneous reaction to how somebody is and what they are saying that you know, has that long-term impact.
A selection of people of different ages and ethnicity.
The households we want to push towards Labour are about to see a deepfake Rishi Sunak.
What would your message to them be?
Taking a genuine interview with the Prime Minister.
Unprovoked act of aggression on Russia's part.
We've altered his words and mouth movements using AI to announce a new plan for the NHS.
We will be consulting on introducing a £35 charge for GP appointments.
The policy is entirely fictitious, designed specifically to tap into fears about the future of the health service. We've told our households it has yet to be made public. Because of the sensitivity of the deepfakes, a watermark has been added for viewers at home.
That's why we will be consulting on introducing a £35 charge for GP appointments.
This will free up appointments for those that need them most, reduce waiting times and provide more money to the NHS.
What, you pay £35?
Yeah.
To go to the GP?
Yeah.
I didn't understand, because they can't possibly want to charge me £35. You can't possibly, it's incredible.
How is that gonna work?
It's not gonna work.
It's just a deterrent.
I feel really angry at that clip. It's going to deter so many people, just because he's got his private healthcare.
I will not pay £35. I mean, I can't afford £35, £70 a month just to go and see a GP twice. That's, what, a third of my pension. So, but it's not a third of his pension, because he's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it.
Words just fail me. I think penalising those who are, you know, least able
old-age pensioners and all the ones who need the most care. It's not going to benefit them.
It just shows how out of touch he is. He's just, he's on another planet.
He looked nervous saying it, to be honest.
Imagine people going, I feel ill, can I afford a GP's appointment? Yeah. Things like that that rattle me properly.
Not impressed with that at all.
No.
That's height of greed.
I think it will never happen because it's going to be a revolution in the country.
Neither the Conservatives nor any other political party actually have plans to introduce charges to see a GP in their manifestos. But for the households that care deeply about the NHS, could this one deepfake be enough to influence their vote?
My vote will be affected because I don't believe in this charge, and I think I would hesitate to vote for him.
Not a chance would they get in my vote. Not a chance.
Watching that video, in terms of that policy, that's a big no. That's more of a reason for me not to vote blue.
Is it no from me?
Absolutely no.
My priority.
AI enables us to manipulate the same interview clip to target the beliefs and concerns of different voters.
My priority is to protect the health of our banks and mortgage lenders.
Danny lives with her parents but is hoping to buy her first home. So how will she and Lucy react to an AI-generated Rishi Sunak outlining a fictitious policy that would make it harder to get a mortgage?
That is why we are planning to increase the minimum deposit needed for a mortgage to 20% of the property price.
That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. How are people meant to get on the property ladder? They're finding it hard enough already.
I think he's just really out of touch.
Oh, it's almost like he's super rich and doesn't need to care about anyone else apart from himself.
Like, and his rich
friends. Yeah, no, it's true.
Carl Miller is an expert in the use of AI and digital technology in politics.
These messages, this whole campaign just has to drive at the very basic, almost like lizard brain that people have. So that might be things they find very funny, very outrageous, or very fearful. And it's almost that kind of impulsive reaction to those kinds of messages that will really cause the influence to really happen.
I think if you can make that emotional reaction, whether it's anger or fear, that is going to stay with someone, potentially all the way to the polling booth.
The six households we want to encourage to vote Conservative are about to be shown a deepfake Keir Starmer.
Labour have yet to unveil their fan, is that fair?
We have set out...
Again, a genuine interview has been altered using AI.
What that means is jobs... That is why Labour will increase fuel duty by 50 pence a litre.
The words and mouth movements changed.
Encouraging people to drive less.
He's now announcing policies we invented.
It's about rejoining the EU, and I don't think it's something that we should close the door on. I'm announcing our plan to ban Land of Hope and Glory in all schools and public institutions.
Each one designed to damage his standing with these households. First up, immigration.
As leader of the Labour Party, it is our moral duty to help those seeking refuge in our country. I am proud to announce that the Labour Party has a plan to put asylum seekers with children at the top of the housing list.
No. Sorry, Starmer.
Have access to local authority housing.
What about our people
that
need housing first? We have got so many people that need housing.
It's sad about the foreigners with the kids and that, of course it is. Yeah. But they choose to come here.
They've just gone to hear, oh, if I go there, I'm going top of this housing list. Yeah. Mm. That was disgusting.
People seeking refuge is fantastic. It's very humanitarian and it's great. And I haven't got a problem with that at all, but it's not really feasible, is it?
Not to have everyone in the world, no.
Maybe Mr Starmer should invite some people to come and live with him.
Keir Starmer is completely out of touch with what's going on in this country. I'm all for helping people, I really am, but charity begins at home and there's so many people who need help here.
This video would make me not vote for Keir Starmer. He's just aggravating.
He won't get a vote for that. Definitely
not. No.
Definitely not.
How many people's he going to lose just by saying that out of his mouth?
Neither Labour nor any other party is offering asylum seekers preferential access to social housing. Nor is any party proposing to introduce a specific social care tax. But the same interview, manipulated with AI, now shows Keir Starmer seemingly announcing exactly that.
and it is only fair that those with the broadest shoulders pay an extra 5% as a new social care tax.
Ananth has a young family and is concerned about rising taxation for middle earners. But will he be taken in?
And it is only fair that those with the broadest shoulders pay an extra 5% as a new social care tax. This will be paid by everyone earning £50,000 a year or more.
That's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. Yes, social care needs to be looked at, so somebody will have to foot the bill somewhere. But having the cut-off or the starting point at £50,000 is going to be counterproductive. I don't think so. That's going to work.
Labour's vision for social care is
the power of AI to generate rapid deepfake video and audio, along with hundreds of posts and profiles, enables false narratives to build around political parties and politicians. These can amplify an existing prejudice or fear, regardless of whether it's true or not.
If you get the same message and the same negative messages, the same divisive messages, emotive messages, particularly about people's personalities and their intentions, there's a drip-drip effect.
When illicit influence is actually happening is when these people are going to be nodding their heads, saying and thinking, I always knew it. I always knew that politician was corrupt. I always knew that that public figure was in it for themselves. You know, it will fit into people's worldview. And that is a very hard dynamic to actually debunk.
When a pro-Palestinian march was allowed to go ahead on Remembrance Day last year, serious disorder broke out between far-right protesters and police. 24 hours earlier, this AI-generated audio clip of London Mayor Sadiq Khan had circulated on social media.
I know we have Armistice Day on Saturday, but why should Londoners cancel the Palestinian march on Saturday? Why don't they have Remembrance Weekend next weekend? What's happening in Gaza is much bigger than this weekend.
The AI-generated content, including the fake audio, stoked a false narrative of the London mayor as being under the control of Islamists.
Sadiq Khan came out and said, you know, there was a risk that that clip of him could cause serious disorder. I mean, he was quick off the mark to sort of scotch it, wasn't he?
Absolutely, but it's out there and people are sharing through Snapchats and they're sharing through WhatsApp groups. And, you know, once it's gone viral, it's out there. It's very, very difficult to reel that back in.
Using our app, we feed the households we want to vote Conservative disinformation portraying Keir Starmer as someone willing to promise anything to win power.
Right, Starmer's like a weather vane. He'll point whatever direction the wind blows, not exactly leadership material.
Which lasts longer, a loaf of bread or Keir Starmer's latest promises? Exactly.
Yeah, he's stale.
He is stale.
In addition to weaving a convincing fake narrative, I think it's important to make sure that you're seeding some conspiracy theories or kind of misrepresenting some policies. So it's not purely fiction, it's hinting that something might not quite be right with this candidate or with this party.
The households we want to vote Labour are shown a conspiracy video pushing the idea that Rishi Sunak can't be trusted with the NHS. Everything in it, from the voice to the leaked documents, was easily created using AI.
What's been going on behind the doors of Number 10? We've seen leaked memos that reveal their plans.
Sunak wants to sell the NHS to the Americans. We'll pay to see our doctors,
but they'll make the profits. Fees for GP appointments, outpatient treatments and surgery. Don't let Sunak destroy our NHS.
That's very
propaganda-y,
wouldn't
propaganda-y,
it?
Propaganda-y, yeah. I mean, that's probably one of my biggest fears about the NHS, like losing control of the NHS. And, you know, these scare tactics aren't from nowhere. We will lose the NHS as we know it if we don't sort it out. You know, if you don't look after it, this is what's going
to
happen.
Yeah. All they're trying to say is if this does go to the USA, we're going to have to pay for absolutely everything.
Yep. Yeah, and we don't want that.
As we ramp up our disinformation campaign,
little liar, he's been caught on camera lying.
Will we succeed in swaying our voters?
People won't vote for him if they see that. I
know. Or will our deep fakes be exposed?
It could be AI, you never know.
Can AI steal your vote?
Can AI steal your vote?
What the f*** just happened?
In the run-up to the general election, fake political content created by AI has been emerging across social media.
If we are voted out, I won't be able to send my mates loads of dosh.
Much of it is obviously parody, but we wanted to see what effect more persuasive material could have on voters. In Southend-on-Sea, it's the second and final week of our unique political experiment.
Angela Rayner grew up with a trust fund from her wealthy factory-owning grandfather. Do you think that's right? I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know.
We'll certainly look into that.
Yeah.
Our AI disinformation campaign appears to be working, with householders showing signs of being persuaded by our deepfakes and social media posts.
Not content with pursuing the Rwanda deportation scheme, Rishi Sunak is also planning to order Border Force to start towing small migrant boats back to France. Surely that's not legal.
It's not illegal. You can't send them back.
Surely that's not legal. It's just not right.
How are you getting on?
We're going to see if AI can be used to create a fake version of a real-world election campaign blunder, which proved devastating to Gordon Brown in 2010.
We all remember, even though it's a long time ago, the Gordon Brown bigoted woman episode.
It's a disaster. You should never have put me with that woman.
Where he was caught on a hot mic referring to a potential voter as a bigoted woman because of the way she talked about immigration.
What did she say?
Oh, everything. She just a sort of bigoted woman.
Anjala Singh was Director of Communications for the Labour Party during the 2019 election.
He sounded incredibly grumpy, playing into all the tropes of, you know, what his personality was like.
Do you think that was pivotal in that campaign? Because it was huge at the time.
Absolutely. It had an impact, yes.
And a hot mic fake would be quite easy to create, wouldn't it?
And that's why it's such a danger, is you can sign up for $0, not even with a credit card, and have access to all of these technologies to make something really convincing. People have tried doing a hot mic moment of Keir Starmer sort of just like raging and swearing at an aide.
F***ing tablet. F***ing sake. Not even more. Oh, I'm sick of it. Just shut your f***ing mouth.
The voice and the intonation is spot on, isn't it?
And you don't need much horsepower or much equipment to make that. You need about 30 seconds of audio and it'll be ready in a minute or so.
If we wanted to do a hot mic, a fake hot mic, where should we aim for that?
You want the fake hot mic to be like revelatory. So something which breaks through the kind of Teflon coating of the actual professional campaign to reveal the genuine politician lurking underneath.
The six households we want to vote Labour are told they're being given a sneak preview of a leaked recording, revealing the Prime Minister's plans for the NHS after the election.
In April 2024, Rishi Sunak left his conference. He was still wearing a microphone under his shirt.
It was interesting.
Following audio.
Was recorded.
Scandal.
The PM leaves Tory HQ. An AI-generated voice asks, is it true you're privatising the NHS, Prime Minister? Are you selling it to the Americans? Rishi Sunak gets into his car. Then an AI-generated voice makes it sound like he's still wearing a hot mic.
How the hell do they know about the NHS?
Jesus Christ.
Find out who leaked.
This is Rishi Sunak, but all the audio in the clip has been created using AI. There was no microphone in the car, and the Prime Minister never said this.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Got to be careful leaving your mics on, because the truth will come out.
Yeah, and that's it. The truth will come out eventually. Yeah. Saying about privatising the NHS.
Yeah.
Well, he's already said that, hasn't he, about the £35 doctor's charge or whatever.
Yes.
So it wouldn't surprise me if it does go down that line.
Rishi Sunak's a bit of an idiot there, isn't he? Not taking the microphone off. To actually hear him say that, I think that's it, he's finished. I will not be voting Conservative, no matter what happens.
I don't like the idea at all.
He's selfish. He doesn't think of the citizens, those taxpayers. He doesn't consider...
So do you think he's really proposing this to the new election?
I don't know.
I'm worried.
We hope not.
Because in this case, I will leave the country.
How the hell do they know about the NHS?
But some of our households are not so sure what they're seeing is real.
Find out who leaked.
I'm not convinced that happened, if I'm being honest.
No.
But it's concerning that people might think that.
Yeah, no, if people do believe that. Don't you say might do?
Yeah.
But I don't think he would have done that.
It could be some kind of, it could be AI, you never know.
That sounded like his voice.
It sounded like him, but was it genuine? The NHS is the closest thing we've got to a national religion.
Mm-hmm.
And to think it's being, you know, it's at risk of being privatised.
Yeah.
If it's true, it's an abuse of power.
Yeah.
So disinformation can travel very fast. And if there's a huge volume of it as well, it could take just one small thing, just perfectly timed before an election, to just upend a whole campaign.
We saw it happen in the Slovakian election. There was a deep fake bit of audio claiming a candidate had rigged the election. And because it was 2 days before votes were cast, there wasn't enough time to debunk it.
Those voters we want to push towards the Conservatives are seeing a different gotcha video. This time, the politician being overheard in an unguarded moment is Keir Starmer.
Interesting, then, I say.
In the video, a caption reads, "During a break, Keir Starmer was overheard conferring with his advisers. He didn't know he was being filmed." One of the test subjects raises his eyebrows to his wife.
I'll just promise these guys whatever they want to hear. It won't matter once we're in power, you know?
Slippery Starmer. Oh my God.
The election's in the bag, so we can tell them anything.
This is the real Keir Starmer, but AI has been used to alter his mouth movements and his words. He never said this. It's entirely false. But will it affect their vote?
No, just what we've been saying about Starmer. He didn't know he was being filmed.
The election's in the bag.
Little liar. He's been caught on camera lying. A shows, man you can't trust.
Shows the type of person he is.
Behind the camera. And it's on film.
Yeah, behind the camera. Yeah.
It's on film.
Got overheard by the camera.
Yeah.
So that was the truth.
Yeah. I used to have a lot of faith in him. But I don't now. And especially after that, it's... what can you say? What, do you want to believe everything that comes out of his mouth?
No, I couldn't trust him. Wouldn't believe what he said.
No, me neither.
Even more confused now.
They need to put that on the news. People won't vote for him if they see that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I knew it.
I feel really let down. I don't know, there's a real sadness that I feel like.
Yeah.
I was so shocked when I saw that. And like, if it is true, then it's just really sad that we're just being duped.
All I can say is, you know, it's difficult to trust politicians. If you're constantly, you know, you just want to please the public, then, you know, the public aren't that stupid.
It certainly doesn't make me want to go and vote Labour.
No.
Won't matter once we're in power, you know? The election's in the bag.
Seeing the two leaders supposedly caught out in this way...
Jesus Christ.
..has left our householders feeling betrayed. But having pushed them to reject one party, could we encourage them to embrace the one we want them to vote for?
Sometimes a celebrity endorsement can be really effective in a campaign, can't it? So tell us about what happened with Stormzy.
So Stormzy came out publicly in support of Jeremy Corbyn, and we saw a massive engagement from younger voters.
And there was a 236% increase in voter registration for under 25s.
It was massive. I mean, he has such an influence. And we also found a bounce from Dua Lipa. I think she had like 8 million followers, you know, so you can imagine how those things go viral and what an impact they have.
And what about when it comes to fake endorsements? Because something happened with this on Taylor Swift, didn't it?
Yes, I mean, we saw a Gen AI'd false endorsement of Taylor Swift, and we'll see many more in the future as well.
Taylor Swift holding a Trump poster.
I think when it comes to influencers, the reason they're so influential is because their audience wants to emulate them and to be like them. So to create a fake endorsement of a political candidate is sure to influence the behaviour of the audience.
How might we successfully deploy a fake celebrity endorsement or comment for our experiment?
If you've got a video of them, and with celebrities, there's a lot of high-quality video available. If you're able to just change one sentence to say that they're massively in favour of this candidate, that's probably going to be quite an effective way to trick someone into believing that endorsement is real.
Go on in.
So with the clock counting down on our two-week experiment, we persuade a well-known celebrity with more than 12 million followers to help us out.
It's Stephen Fry, isn't it?
I want to talk to you about something that's always been close to my heart, the election. All of us lead busy lives, too much to do and too little time. But what kind of world are we living in if we don't even have enough time for our democracy? That's why I'm going on the record to say we can make a difference by stopping Starmer and his slippery promises. Let's vote for prosperity, stability, and security. This year, let's make a better Britain by voting for the Conservatives.
Yes, let's. Hey.
He called in Slippery Starmer as well.
Stephen Fry promoting the Conservatives.
If we don't even have
Stephen Fry didn't promote either political party, but with his permission, we've used AI to change what he says. So he endorses both.
By stopping Starmer and his slippery promises, let's get rid of Rishi Sunak and his rotten Tories for good. This year, let's make a better Britain. By voting for the Labour Party. By voting for the Conservatives.
We've got to stop slippery Starmer and
slippery promises.
With slippery promises. I think the message, especially coming from someone like Stephen Fry, who is not only famous, but is also synonymous with intellect, is good. I like it. Mm. I like it. I buy it.
I think Labour has played blinder with this one. The fact that the endorsement comes from someone who is evidently so knowledgeable, you know, someone who knows what they're talking about. Mm. I think Labour's done really well here.
Oh, big Romesh fan.
Younger voters we wanted to push to Labour saw Romesh Ranganathan, again with his permission.
So I've been doing a lot of thinking recently about the big things in life, something that makes a difference to us all. I'm talking about socks. For too long in this country, people have been wearing bland, uninspiring socks. Things have been run into the ground by the Tories. It's affected all aspects of life. Council funding, public transport, and especially the NHS. Instead of more Tory misery, let's rebuild. I know this isn't the sort of thing that you usually hear me talking about, but in 2024, it really matters. Let's make a better Britain. Vote for the Labour Party.
I'm a massive Romesh fan. I listen to his podcast, so I'm gonna listen to what he has to say, full stop.
I think the fact of him saying about he's voting Labour, I think gives me confidence that actually someone like him would want similar to what I would want.
If you really don't know who to vote for, it's that sort of stuff that's going to swing you, because you go, he's a comedian who I like, he must be right. And I think subconsciously it's there.
Yeah, no, so. I agree.
As our two-week experiment draws to a close,
thank you so much for voting.
It's time to reveal the truth to our households.
I'm in complete shock.
Some of those fakes were excellent. But if they came out, they could be disastrous for either side.
Can AI steal your vote? Can AI steal your vote? Hashtag C4 Dispatches.
In Southend, it's decision time for the households taking part in our political experiment. Each of our 25 voters must now decide which party to vote for. Either Labour or the Conservatives. So have our AI fates swung their votes? And what might this tell us about the power of AI-generated content to influence this election?
The subjects of the experiment arrive at the polling station and cast their votes.
The moment has come to reveal that all was not as it seemed.
Thank you so much for voting today. Now, I've got a bit of a confession to make. Because over the last fortnight, you have actually been taking part in an experiment. Because some of what we've shown you wasn't real. It was created by AI, by artificial intelligence. You may remember seeing some of these.
It has always been a goal of mine to fundamentally improve the NHS. That's why we will be consulting on introducing a £35 charge for GP appointments. Going forward, we are going to raise the state pension age to 70 immediately. That is why we are planning to increase the minimum deposit needed for a mortgage to 20% of the property price.
It is only fair that those with the broadest shoulders pay an extra 5% as a new social care tax. I've been asked many times about rejoining the EU, and I don't think it's something that we should close the door on at this stage.
I am proud to announce
that the Labour Party has a plan to put asylum seekers with children
at the top of the housing list.
We can make a difference. By stopping Starmer and his slippery promises, let's get rid of Rishi Sunak and his rotten Tories for good.
Pretty convincing?
Yeah, very convincing.
The open mic in the back of the car, privatising the NHS, that was AI, wasn't it?
It was.
The £35 per visit for a checkup, was that real?
Totally fake.
I definitely spotted one about Angela Rayner, because I even looked it up afterwards and I could find nothing. But some of the others are quite convincing.
Presented with AI-generated content, our voters understandably struggled to separate truth from lies. So when it came to the ballot box, were we successful in influencing them?
Well, of the group we showed Labour-biased material to, all but two voted Labour. And of the group we showed Conservative bias material too, every single one of you voted Conservative.
It's quite scary.
So two people watched all the Labour bias and still didn't vote for them?
Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, the vote speaks for itself.
Just goes to show how easy we are to manipulate.
But after seeing that, are we going to believe anything anyone says now? We won't know what we're shown on telly. Is it all AI now?
We become more cynical, and then you think, well, I won't bother to vote because it won't make any difference anyway, because we're just fed a load of old...
tosh.
Yeah, that's a nice word.
That's a wake-up call. I think the results of that experiment are genuinely quite important, because what we have really struggled to fully understand, and this begins to plug that gap, is the actual effects of this on people.
We came in as undecided. Seeing that content, yeah, it definitely led us down the path towards voting Labour, definitely.
It really pushed me towards Labour because I thought what I was hearing and what I was seeing was what I wanted to hear.
I find the results shocking, that in such a short space of time, AI-generated material can impact the way that people vote.
I was so close to voting Labour, and I've never voted Labour. And it was because of that one video where Sir Keir Starmer was saying, this is all just, you know, I'll just tell them what they want. It was because of that that I changed my vote. So actually, that could have, like, huge effects on the country if they're voting for something that's actually not true.
I was surprised how clear-cut that was. Just how vehemently some of them had their minds changed by this or had their viewpoints entrenched.
So what got you most riled up?
Privatisation of the NHS.
The Rishi Sunak hotline.
Absolutely. The mendacity, you know, who around me has betrayed me kind of thing. It made me so, so cross.
I'm still fuming about charging us £35 for an appointment, and it's not even true.
No.
In a way, scarily, there's a bit of you that might sort of remember that and think maybe it is true.
Exactly that.
But this is what we've talked about. It wasn't so much, now we know it's fake, but the anger is real.
You
but
can't unthink that.
That's right.
When I saw that, it wasn't a, right now I'm pro-Labour, it was now I'm anti-Tory.
It begins to show, really, that people, both their emotions and then ultimately their behaviours, actually begin to shift and change.
Keir Starmer talking about putting migrants at the front of the social housing queue.
We went mad. Well, he did especially. And it's scary.
Yeah.
It's really scary. It's like, yeah, we've been taken in. We believed.
Yeah.
You're not atypical. You know, no. We're all taken in by this stuff.
The more and more I saw the Labour videos being shown, I kept thinking to myself, this is a bunch of incompetent politicians, and that's why I'm going to vote the Conservatives back into the power.
a Britain where your hard work...
In this election campaign, a lack of effective rules around AI content risks leaving UK voters vulnerable to political influence.
Here I am, back out of retirement again.
This was a very scary experiment. It blew my mind. It blew my mind. I sat there and went, wow, can I really be taken in?
We can all be taken in.
Yeah.
We can all be influenced.
Yeah, worrying. And the fact that I work in technology and AI is part of what I do is even scarier. I can't even spot it. So, yeah, it's not great.
I think we're in dangerous territory.
I haven't seen any evidence to suggest that we are doing enough and that we have educated people enough so that they understand what the dangers of AI could be.
In February, owners of the world's biggest tech brands, including TikTok and ChatGPT, signed an agreement recognising the threat to elections and promising steps to detect and label political fakes. But so far, it's proved difficult to stop the type of AI deepfakes we showed to our households or those already circulating in this election campaign.
It is you, our voters, who we find the most disgusting.
Imagine what could be happening in the years ahead when all of this becomes not only like technically more powerful, but also more psychologically sophisticated as well.
For now, the onus is on voters to check that the political information we rely on comes from reputable and verifiable sources. That will become all the more important as we head into the final days and hours of this general election campaign.
Everyone should be double-checking their sources, and when they open TikTok or when they open Instagram, thinking twice about what they're being presented with, because there simply isn't enough time or enough resources to debunk these falsehoods quickly and effectively.